real close. Yeah, we've got a great story to tell tonight. My goodness. We're going to go all the way to Bethlehem and back. Hopefully back. We don't want to miss Christmas, do we? No. No, not at all. Not at all. Wow. What a handsome and beautiful group of children. Well, I'm Grandpa Mike. And I have been on this stage before, but never with such a beautiful group of children. How wonderful to be with you tonight. And to take you on a magic blanket ride to Bethlehem. Huh? How many of you ever been on a magic blanket ride before? Great. Well, then you don't need instructions. There's always a few. Yeah, high wire artists and people who speak to children have many risks. Okay, we are going to go to Bethlehem on the magic blanket ride, and it only works if you use your mind. You have to pay attention. You have to think with me, because I'm going to be telling you about things we're going to see, people we're going to visit, and the greatest story ever told. This is the story about somebody so wonderful. Well, his name is wonderful. How about that? How would you like your name to be wonderful? I've thought about it. What if people call me Dr. Wonderful? Well, they don't. Because there's only one person that deserves that name. And we're going to see his birth tonight on the magic carpet ride. Now, when we take off, you have to hold hands. Because we don't want anybody falling off, okay? All right? So get somebody you can hold hands with. Now, when we go, we're going to get a little altitude, and then we're going to have to turn and go east. So when I tell you to lean, then you lean the way I lean, okay? Can you do it? Because we don't want to, you know, we need to get this thing turned around, and that's kind of part of the guidance system of a magic blanket. So you got to help. All right, you ready to go? All right, now this story has so many questions about it. I mean, we're going to see a baby that's born and laid in a manger. And I've always wondered, why in the world was Jesus born with the animals? You ever wondered that? See, I wonder all kinds of weird things. It keeps me awake at night. And I wondered why he was born with the animals. Well, let me tell you, before I'm finished with this story, there is an answer. And you know what? It's right here in this old box. And you're going to get to see the answer to why the baby was born with the animals. Okay, now when we get liftoff, you have to close your eyes, okay? Close your eyes. Here we go. All right, we're going up, we're going up, we're going up. Now we're going to lean. Lean to your right. Lean to your right. Okay, that's good, good, good. Now we're headed east. Okay, it travels very fast. We're going not only in a place, but we're going back in time. We're going back, because we're going to go back to when he was born, and we're crossing. Uh-oh, we're going to cross the Atlantic Ocean. Okay, you know what happens when you cross water? You have to hold your breath. Hold your breath, hold your breath, hold your breath, hold your breath. We're going very fast. I'm going to speed up so we don't take too long. Okay, we got there. All right, now we're over Africa. All right, everybody in favor of Africa? Yeah, we want to get over Africa, and then we're going to cross Egypt, and we're going to go the same way that Moses went. We're going to come up to Bethlehem from the southern route. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Okay, now we can settle down. Whew. Wow, I'm tired already, and we haven't even started this story. Well, the first place we need to stop is the place where Jesus should have been born. He shouldn't have been born with the animals. So we're going to fly over. We're going to go into Jerusalem, and we're going to fly right up next to the king's palace. Oh, the king's palace. Would you like to be king? I think it was a good job. You think? Yeah. Okay, we're going to look in the window, and I'm going to tell you what I see. Oh. Well, I'm sorry. It's the guy that's in there, his name is Herod, but he doesn't really belong in there because he was never a son of David. And to be a king in Israel, you had to be a son of David. The Bible says that from the beginning to the end. So we, do you have one? Do you read it? Well, you, well, good. So we got a guy in there, and his name is Herod. They call him King Herod, and I'm looking at him, and I was going to introduce you, but he's been drinking. And when he, you know, he's not a guy, a nice guy when he's sober, but when he's drinking, he's just really ugly. So we're not going to spend a lot of time with him, because you know what? He didn't care anything about God. He doesn't even know what's going to happen this very night. So he's just carrying on like he was supposed to be king, but he was never supposed to be king. But the place that he lives, the palace, that's where a king ought to be born. Every king ought to be born in a palace. But the birth of this king is not going to be in a palace. It's going to be with some animals. And I can't figure out why he was born with the animals. But the box is going to tell us. All right, let's leave him. Because we want to slip down to Bethlehem and see where Mary and Joseph are. They're my favorites. They are the sweetest people. Okay, we're going to lift up. All right, we're going to lean to the right. Okay, here we go. Oh, now we're in Bethlehem because it's a very short ride. Wow. We're right here. Yeah, I know. Wasn't it quick? You could just walk there. You surely could. So here we are in Bethlehem, and we're kind of hovering over the top of Bethlehem and looking down. And guess what? There's Mary and Joseph. She's so pretty. She must have been about 15 or 16 years old. She's very young. I know. But you know what? She looks a little tired. I think it's been a long trip. They didn't have cars. If you went anywhere, you had to walk.
Or ride a donkey.
Or ride a donkey. Have you ever ridden a donkey? You might rather walk. Maybe. Yeah, well, however they got there, she's tired because it was a long trip. And they're, they're sitting, they're just standing there right outside. You know what the innkeeper's saying? Shaking his head. No room here. So I see them, they're kind of walking over towards the barn. Why is Jesus going to be born with the animals? Well, let's let them get settled in. And let's go visit some friends of theirs. Actually, Mary's cousin. So here we're going to go up. Great. All right. Lean to the left. All right. Here we go. Now we're going to go up to the hill country. We're going to go right over Jerusalem, and we're going to go right up to the hill country, and we're going to slip in, and we're going to look down on the family of Elizabeth and Zacharias and their baby. Do you know the name of the baby? John. That's right. Who said that? Good job, John. Jesus' cousin. Must be about 3 months old about now. Let me tell you, Elizabeth was not young. Yeah, she was more like a grandmother. But you know what? She has got the biggest smile on her face. If you could see Elizabeth and her husband. I mean, he is walking around like this, like he did something special, you know. But of course, it was God who did something special and gave them this baby. Wow. Now, actually, Jesus and John kind of had an experience before either one of them was born. Because Mary had come down earlier and she had visited Elizabeth. And both of these ladies were pregnant at the same time. Imagine that. And when they greet each other, John the Baptist inside of Elizabeth jumps and shouts inside. He's so excited. And Elizabeth recognizes that the mother of her Lord was in her presence. Wow. And the baby that Mary was going to have was going to be greater than the baby she was going to have. Now, of all the characters in the Bible, John the Baptist has to be one of my all-time favorites. Because he had the most important job ever. You know what his job was?
Baptizing,
yeah. Well, even more important than that, and that is important, He did baptize Jesus, didn't he? But he was there to tell people that Jesus was there, that he was their king. He was to get everybody ready. Now imagine if Jesus were going to come in here tonight, wouldn't you want a little bit of a warning? I would. I mean, I'd want to slick my hair down, both of them. Yeah, and be sure I was ready when Jesus came in. Well, that's what John the Baptist did. He made sure everybody was ready. He preached and he preached and he preached and he baptized and he baptized and he baptized. And he got people ready so that when Jesus came, they were ready to hear, because the kingdom that Jesus was going to start was not an ordinary kingdom. It was a kingdom that started with people's hearts. Ah. You see, Jesus wants people's hearts to be right, and then they can go into the kingdom. So it's a very different thing. And John the Baptist says some of the most wonderful words in all of the Bible. Later on, when they're both men, and John is preaching and he's baptizing.
Are you,
what kind of cake? Good cake or bad cake?
No.
No?
Uncle Matthew.
Oh.
No.
Really? I'm hanging on to the wire, folks. Don't worry. Okay. Let me tell you the wonderful words that John the Baptist spoke. When Jesus walked by, John the Baptist looked up and he saw him and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Important words. Nobody else in the history of the world has ever taken away our sin. But John the Baptist spotted it right and he said it correctly. The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. So, wow. Elizabeth and her husband and John, and wow, what a great family. Well, let's leave them and check in on Mary and Joseph, won't you? Ready to get up? All right, here we go. Lean this way. We go. Okay, we're going to go back to Bethlehem. Okay, it doesn't take long. We're there. Oh, my goodness. They're already in the stable. Uh-oh. Mary's hurting. Mary's in some pain. It's a mommy pain. Only mommies have that kind of pain. And they have it when they have babies. And poor Joseph, he's like every husband. Because you know what husbands do when mommies have babies? They don't know what to do. That's right. They sit there and they look so helpless and pitiful, and they really want the baby, but they just don't want their wife to hurt. And he's having to watch her hurt, and he doesn't like it. I'll tell you what, let's do. Nobody likes to have visitors when they're hurting. So let's slip away for a minute, okay, and let them deal with the business of having the baby. And we're going to slip down just a little bit. We can just kind of see it from here just about, because just not too far are a bunch of shepherds. Remember the shepherds?
Yes, yeah.
Have you ever been a shepherd? Anybody been a shepherd?
No.
Do you know what they do?
They watch sheep.
You ever watch sheep?
No.
Boring. Boring. Do you know what sheep do for a living?
No.
They grow hair. Now, I'm kind of envious of that, actually. But you know, if you're standing there and you're watching the sheep and you're watching the sheep, and what are they doing? Growing hair. Well, you know they do that too. You ever watch them chew grass? Yeah, that's boring too. Wow.
Watching the grass grow is even horrible.
Yeah, man. So these guys, I'm telling you, they didn't have the best job in the world. But you know what's going to happen next, don't you? Yep. Yep, you know, an angel is going to appear to him. Now, let me tell you something about angels. Angels must be scary. You know why? Because every time they show up, you know what they say? Don't be afraid. Yeah, that's what they say. So, you know, when an angel shows up, he has to tell people not to be afraid, because what are they doing? They're being afraid. So this angel is going to show up. Now remember that these shepherds, all they've been doing is watching hair grow and watching sheep chew grass. And they didn't have video games and they didn't have television. And they're sitting out in the countryside and it is boring. And all of a sudden an angel shows up. Let me tell you, it would scare the bejeebers out of you. So these shepherds don't have any bejeebers left. All the bejeebers are gone because they are scared, but the angel says what they always say, don't be afraid. And the next thing that happens, and many people don't read this verse carefully, the next thing that happens is the glory of the Lord shone around about them. Shield your eyes. Shield your eyes like this. Okay, if you're paying attention, shield your eyes. Show me like this. Now bow your head. Bow your head. Yeah. You know why? Because God is here. God is here. The glory of the Lord appeared with that angel. And he says to them these words. Oh my goodness. This great company of heavenly hosts appeared. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Wow. Shepherds. Why did the angel appear to the shepherds? I mean, there were people at the inn. He could have gone to the people at the inn. Hold your hand, because I'm going to give you an answer in just a minute. All right. Well, let's slip back and see what's happened to Mary and Joseph and the baby. Yeah. All right, we're back. You ready? The baby's here. Wow. And they laid him in a feeding trough, right where the animals eat. And Joseph is feeling a lot better about the whole thing because Mary's not hurting anymore. And the baby has come. Now, you know, you got a big job when the baby comes because you have to give the baby a name.
Jesus. Well, this.
I know. But why would you select that one when some of his other names were the Holy One of Israel, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and Morning Star, the Rose of Sharon, the Word of Life, the Bread of Life, the Living Water, Alpha and Omega, the Beginning and the End, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And why would you choose Jesus? Well, because the angel told Joseph to give him that name, and he came to save his people from their sin. Yeah. Pretty impressive. So why was he born with the animals and laid where they eat?
Because of Jesus.
Almost time for the box. You ready for this answer?
Yes.
Okay, now if you're the littlest ones here, you get to come first. I know, you're pretty little, and so are you, okay? I'm going to let you come, but you can't tell what you see, okay? You can look, but you can't tell what you see. You don't tell anybody, okay? Okay, don't tell. I'll tell you when to tell them. You ready to see it? Are you sure? You want to pay some money?
No?
Okay, let's look in here and tell me what you see. Shh. Okay, now you can tell the rest. What did you see?
Sheep.
Is it a lamb? Of course it's a lamb.
And the shepherds.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're going to let everybody see it right here because some of the others want to see it too. Yeah. Can you see it? Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
That's cute.
Can you see it? Okay, if you've seen it, step back so the others can get close. All right? All right, step back. Yeah.
It's like a sword.
I know. Okay, put it back because I need it in there. That little sheep needs to eat some of that. All right. Now, why was Jesus born with the animals?
Because of Jesus.
Because his most important name is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. So where are lambs born? They're born with the animals, aren't they? So why did the angel go to the shepherds? Because a lamb was born. Okay, that's enough. I got to keep some of this stuff for future. I might actually need it. Thank you. You can have that one. Have a seat. Okay. Now listen to this. We know that Jesus' name as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world is his most important name. And we know that because the last book of the Bible talks about the Lamb. He is the central figure of the last book. He's mentioned over 20 times, almost 30 times. Yeah. Listen to this, would you? He is the Lamb who was slain. He was the Lamb standing in the center of the throne. He was the Lamb who is worthy. Thank you. Yeah, I know. He is the Lamb, the only one who was worthy to open up the seven seals of judgment. He was the Lamb who owns the book of law. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hang on. Thank you, sweetie. Okay. Perfect. Wow. We have type A right here. I like that dress. I do.
You have red and I have red.
It's just amazing, isn't it? We both have red and there are others with red too. Okay. Let me finish the story because we're going to get home. If I don't finish this story, you won't get home for Christmas. Oh, I know. Hang on. Here we go. I want to tell you just a few more words about the Lamb. He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and he is the Lamb who is going to have a wedding. Now, let me tell you something. You were not invited to his birth, but you are invited to his wedding. But the only way that you can go to the wedding is if your heart is right. You will never be at the wedding of the Lamb if your heart is not right. And I'm going to tell you how to get your heart right. And by the way, let me mention this to the adults that are here. You may need to get your heart right. Christianity and the gospel is about inviting people to a wedding. It's a wedding that's going to come, yeah. It's the wedding of the Lamb. And you will not get there if your heart is not right. Now, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and bow your heads, and I'm going to say a prayer. If you say this prayer, you too will be invited to that wedding, and you'll be welcome at the wedding of the Lamb. Father, thank you for these children. I pray your blessings on them. I thank you for the Lord Jesus who died for my sin, and I ask you to be my Savior. Lord, we're grateful for the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And I pray that each and every child here will be at that great wedding. Wow. Amen. Did you? That's wonderful.
He did. Quiet.
Did he? All right. You want to go home?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now you can't go home the same way we came. You see, the blankets don't work that way. Especially magic blankets. So to get home, what you have to do is you have to stand up. All right? You're going to stand up. Everybody going to stand up?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's harder for some of us than others. Here we go. All right. And now you have to turn around three times. All right? One, two, three. Okay. And then you have to say, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right.